Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Drive on KFH.
All right, we are back. Time for Jive Talk here on the show. Of course, the music is brought to you by Bob and Luigi in Bel Air. Jive Talk brought to you by Sugar Shan's in Augusta. Two of the most popular places in town right now.
Sounds like it.
They've taken off by advertising on this show.
That has to be.
I hear that all the time.
Good.
Don't you?
A couple times.
You don't get out and about like I do.
No, but I
never have. Probably never will.
And that's fine, right?
This is a tough category you've given me with very little prep time.
What do you mean? I told you at 2 o'clock.
I got to prep for an entire show, and then you throw this on me.
This isn't that hard. And you never asked me.
Speak.
Top 10 TV sons and daughters.
Tell us what we're doing.
I just did, and you interrupted me.
Tell us again.
Top 10 TV sons and daughters.
This is so hard.
What's hard about it?
We'll start with your list.
All the shows you watched. I mean, Wally Cleaver or whatever.
Tommy, do we have a theme music for this segment?
Not yet.
Not yet, but we're working
Yours
on it.
Yours is going to be so easy.
Let's hear it. Go. Number 10.
Number 10, Kevin Arnold. Wonder Years.
Yeah, that was good. I like the Wonder Years.
It was a good show.
And what show is he in now or was in?
He was in the show with as the lawyer. I don't remember the name of it on Fox. It wasn't bad. It wasn't good, but it wasn't bad.
I like Fred Savage. The kid's got some moxie.
He's all right.
Number 9 on your list, and folks, we welcome.
You're going to blast my list, and I can't wait.
We welcome your involvement at 869-1240. Best television sons and daughters.
Yeah.
Number nine. Kids,
whatever you want to say. Number 9, Sam Weir from the show Freaks and Geeks.
No clue.
Well, that's your loss.
I've heard people that like Freaks and Geeks. Tommy, were you one of them?
What? You just didn't like it.
Well, I never watched it. I never watched it.
Well, you guys missed out. Because it's set in 1980. So
it was
it's
on
not,
like for like 4 minutes,
yeah,
right?
It wasn't on long, unfortunately. But listen to this cast. James Franco, Linda Cardellini, Seth Rogen, Jason Segel, Busy Phillips, Martin Starr. I mean,
it's a good cast.
Ben Foster was in it.
Well, that's a nice cast.
It's a really good cast.
Number 8 on your list of best television sons and daughters.
I highly recommend the show Freaks and Geeks. It's out on DVD somewhere. Number 8, not really an emotional choice, but just because Full House, we watched it in our childhood, my sister and me, Stephanie Tanner. Stephanie Tanner.
Boy, this is...
DJ didn't seem...
I think...
Michelle...
I knew this segment might jump the shark someday.
Stephanie, I locked in.
I don't want this segment to jump the shark.
Why?
Okay? Because this has been a staple...
Why would
...of this show. But when you're throwing out Stephanie Tanner...
Everyone in my generation watched Full House. Everyone. Every single person.
Then I worry that we've gone too far. We've messed up. We've started to offend people.
Well, if they're offended, let them be offended.
869-1240. If this segment, if you're on board with Stephanie Tanner, of all people, who played the character?
Jodie Sweetin still plays her on Fuller House.
That's sad.
Oh,
It's sad that Jodie Sweetin has gotten to this point in her life where she's still playing a character that she played.
Not still playing again. It's not like this has been a 30-year role.
That's
and we're proud of Jodie. She made it through some tough times in her life.
All right. Number what are where are we?
We're on number 7.
This
favorite sons and daughters on television?
I would pay for a phone call right now just so that I know that people are still engaged with us.
Why wouldn't they
be? I feel like we're going to look back on the show.
Oh, it's only going to get worse.
In 5 years, we're going to have a Thanksgiving dinner. Why do you think that show failed? Well, Jody Sweetin was pretty much
just,
the reason.
You know what?
We're going to point to that.
Type in Jody Sweetin in a Google image search right now. Case closed. I mean, I didn't want to have to go there, but my goodness.
What's the next one?
Carlton Banks. Son of
the Fresh Prince
son
of Bel-Air.
Philip.
I enjoyed that. Who played
him? Vivian. Alfonso Ribeiro.
I like that character.
Yeah. I should have picked Will, but in that show, he was more of the nephew. He had parents out in Philadelphia, his mother.
That's enough.
Within the family, he was not a son or a daughter.
Don't go into great detail. We want to try to get through this segment quickly.
I think this is fine.
Hello, Luke.
Hey, guys. I heard 93.9 has some interesting content on right now.
Hey, don't be going over
Why
there,
you gotta
Luke.
Be like that, Luke?
Luke, don't be doing that to me.
I don't know. It's hard to trust somebody that can't manage his own finances. Thanks, guys.
We're going back in time. People don't forget on this
Great.
Show.
Great.
People don't forget, and don't think that they do.
I managed my own finances for plenty of time. Now it's on to the wife.
Hello, Zach. You're on the show. How are you?
Hey, Dad. How much are you paying for a good phone call?
Well, I need affirmation right now because I feel like the show took a deep dive.
Well, we all appreciate Jeff's efforts, and it's a good category. But no, this segment still has some merit and some interest.
Good. I'm glad to know
hey,
that.
Hey,
Zach.
Rex, were you okay with my Jody Sweetin pick?
This is Zach, not Rex.
It's Rex Hudler.
Oh.
I'm okay with that, guys. You know, sometimes you got to have a bad pick in a list just to make it a good list, and I'm okay with that.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, I feel like you might be the only one who, and no offense to Zach, he's a great.
What?
That wasn't
I
good.
I put him on the spot right there. I don't think he was ready.
Yeah, well, don't do that.
I'm sorry, Zach.
Gary's next on the drive. Gary?
This is Switzerland calling, Mr. Lutz.
Hey, Gary, what's
He's trying
up?
To play it down the middle.
Former Thunder coach Gary Fay.
How are you, Bob?
We're doing well, thank you.
Well, I'm listening to the show, and I'm appalled at this section.
I don't think I blame you, Gary. We're trying to, but we need positivity right now.
Gary, did you Google Jody Sweetin?
No, I'm in the car. Google while I'm driving.
Are you driving in the Swiss Alps by any chance?
No, Bob, believe it or not, I'm in town.
Oh, wow. Well, it's nice to have you in town, Gary.
Yeah, so we'll see what comes about from my trip, and I'll keep you informed.
Please do. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
All right, Bob.
That's Gary Fagg. Daniel's our next caller at 869-1240 as we talk about the best TV sons and daughters.
All right, so I got to throw Jeff some love on this one. Growing up in the 90s as a middle kid, when you watch Full House, how could you not relate and appreciate Stephanie Tanner?
Thank you.
I'm with Jeff 100%, and I 100% behind the Carlton pick, too. I mean, to this day, if you can the Carlton dance down, you're gold at a party.
Exactly. And as many parties as I go to, it's worked out.
I'm looking at Jody Sweetin right now, and yes, she's an attractive woman, but she's taken our show down. Thank you, Daniel. I'm sorry. That's the one.
But you're welcome.
Thank you, Daniel. Here's Ray. Ray,
yes,
you're on
you.
The drive.
Hey, Bob, how about Adam, Joe, and Little Hoss Cartwright?
You stole my thunder, Ray. Don't be doing that.
Well,
don't be stealing my thunder, Ray.
Well, I guess I'm sorry.
Yeah, wait till you hear my list before
chiming in. It's fine.
I bet it's A+. And as far as Full House goes, my daughters like to watch that show, and I would rather slam my hand in the car door.
Jody Sweetin, bye.
Thanks, Ray. You can't just ride the popularity and good looks of Jody Sweetin. It's a devastating blow to the show. Six.
Number six, of course, Bart Simpson.
Five.
Why are we rolling through it?
We're going to zoom through this.
Why?
Because I want to talk about Ric Flair. Five.
Well, we'll get to Ric Flair. We're in the we're
I
in
got
the
a guess. Five.
At 540.
Five.
Five. We've already talked about Ric Flair. Five, another animated character, Stewie Griffin. And the relationships between Bart and Homer, Stewie and Brian, those are
what show
integral.
Is that?
Family Guy. You serious?
I don't watch Family Guy.
Cool.
Listen, there's some things I like about The Simpsons, but I generally have not been an animated guy.
Say Whip.
Number four.
I'll say Cool Whip. Cool Whip. Number four. And I'm going to get blasted for this, but bring it. Blossom.
Oh, my gosh. You've got to be kidding.
Greatest show.
What's the name of the show?
Blossom.
Blossom?
Are you serious right now? How could
Jeff,
you not love Blossom?
You're a 17-year-old girl.
I was.
I mean, seriously, it's embarrassing. I raised you. I mean, we.
Oh, please. Like, you didn't sit down and watch Blossom on every Monday night, too.
No, I never watched Blossom.
I don't believe it.
Came ever. On at, not ca- one time.
Came on at 7:30, right before Raw.
Never watched it.
No, that's your loss.
I was busy doing man things.
Stop it. No, you weren't.
You've building
never,
things.
You've never done a man
thing.
You've never done a
things.
Man thing in your life.
Talking on the phone to a, you know, I don't know. I was doing manly things.
Talking on the phone to, I don't know, manly things.
To another man.
Tommy, mark that down for promo.
I wasn't talking to Blossom. I'll guarantee you.
Neither
hello,
was
Blossom,
I.
Blossom, what are you doing? No. Sean.
Could have been talking to Six.
Sean, let's go. I don't have a lot of patience right now, Sean. Are you there, Sean?
Where'd Sean go?
Andrew, you're next up on the drive.
Hey, I'm gonna throw Jeff some more love because if you grew up in the 90s, TGIF, you had Family Matters, you had Step by Step, you had it all. You had
and I get it.
Don't think Eddie Winslow didn't
it.
Almost make this list.
Every 11-year-old girl loved him.
No, man, everybody loves
it. I understand it, Andrew.
Hey, we're all in touch with our feminine side, you know, so.
Thanks for the call, Andrew. My gosh, Blossom.
Good
number
show.
Number three.
A good show.
Let's zoom through these top
I've got
three.
A soft spot. Number three, Corey Matthews.
What show?
Boy Meets World.
At least there's the word boy in the title. I think I'm proud.
Does that make it better?
I don't
or worse?
Know. It's
Topanga, though, right up there.
Number two.
Tommy knows what I'm talking about. Number two. Oh, man, I can't imagine the response when I get to number one. But you should know who it's going to be by now.
Two.
Darlene Connor.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I enjoyed her. There were several sons and daughters to pick from on that show, Roseanne. But she'd certainly be the...
Darlene
best.
Was the best character.
And number one's going to come from Parenthood.
No.
Or Gilmore Girls.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Rory Gilmore.
Oh, my God. Who played the character?
Alexis Bledel. You're welcome for that Google search, too.
Here's Sean. Sean, you're on the drive. I'm sorry you got cut off or whatever happened.
That's okay, Bob. At what point, though, there's that the Jewish tradition when the father rips his shirt and screams that you're dead to me. What point, it happened in The Jazz Singer with Neil Diamond. What point do you rip your shirt and say, Jeff, I'm done?
I am figuratively doing it right now.
Thanks. Have a good night.
Thanks, Sean. I appreciate it.
What a list. I need to go over it
no,
again?
No, please don't.
Okay.
No, please don't.
Why?
Clinton, you're on the show. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good.
Our top 10 list of sons and daughters, television sons and daughters. What do you think, Clinton?
Yeah, I like the Stephanie Tanner pick. I like the Blossom pick, the Corey Matthews pick.
Yep.
I just got to give Jeff some love.
Thank you.
I
appreciate that.
This is generational.
These are my years. We're not ashamed, okay? We're not, the girl, can't watch that. No,
this
we weren't
like,
that.
This is like every 35-year-old guy in the world right now is going into Dillon's and heading right for the flower department.
You're welcome for
I mean, I don't get it.
The beginning of tolerance. Thank you.
I go pick up bottled water in case there's a catastrophe. You guys, I don't know.
Joel, I don't know what you're saying.
I don't either. Joel, you're on the show.
Hey, guys. Jeff, man, yep. I was with you from 10 to 2, man. I was ready to call and defend you all the way with all those picks. And then you go with the Gilmore girl.
I love that show. Man. I'm sorry.
Come on.
Sorry.
He does love that show.
It was good. I'm just ready to hear Bob's, you know, Bob, little Billy Bart Gunn or whatever.
I don't know how much TV he watched with he was on the phone so much. Whatever that means.
Thanks, Joel. We appreciate it. Let's get a couple more in here before break. We'll talk Ric Flair tomorrow, I suppose.
Well, we can talk Ric Flair whenever you want.
I got my list. Jeremy, you're up.
Hey, thanks for taking the call, guys. Jeff, I was the same boat. I was with you. You know, I could do Boston. Boston was fine. But when you drop a Gilmore girl as your number one, that's almost grounds to revoke that man card that you have.
All right, I don't think I have my man card anymore, but if you liked Blossom, I don't understand where the offensiveness with Gilmore Girls would come from. Is a better Blossom.
Now, this is a conversation that every man of my generation hoped they would never have.
My man card's
Jeremy.
Been gone for a while. I'm not worried about that.
Hey, I hear you, man. My wife's got my man card. She's had it for 10 years. So, but, you know, Blossom also had, you know, Joey Lawrence that kind of brought the show there.
That's true.
To kind of relate to, I mean, who did the Gilmore Girls have?
I'll give you that. They had Luke and maybe a couple others. You're right, though. I hear what you're saying.
Otherwise, man, it was a really good list.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy. Is my list going to be ridiculed?
No, because you aim to please.
I don't aim to please anybody. I just know who my favorites were.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing it.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with my 10 favorite television sons and daughters. You're listening to The Drive on KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.